The other day, a friend of mine went for his first physical in 5 years. The doctor hadn't been in the exam room long before he pointed to my friend's left hand and asked why his index finger was crooked. "Cabbage injury," my friend replied. The doctor burst out laughing and held up his own slightly askew pinky. "Me too," he said. Now, if you are listening in today and you are not from New Orleans, you might think I have left out a critical bit of information, like how a leafy vegetable can cause bodily harm. But if you live in New Orleans, you have all the information you need. Because if you do live here, you know that we throw cabbages at our St. Patrick's Day parade. And you know that when caught with a certain zeal, a high-velocity cabbage can cause your finger to bend back in ways it is not meant to bend. Ergo, cabbage injury. New Orleanians have a lot of curious phrases in our vernacular. Sure, some of that is because we live in the South, geographically at least, and people talk differently in the South. For example, you weren't getting ready for work this morning. You were fixing to go to work, where perhaps you have found a few things that indeed need fixing. For the most part, though, New Orleans vernacular is uniquely New Orleans. We make groceries, eat our po' boys dressed, hang out on the neutral ground, never, ever pick up gutter beads, and live for second Fridays and first Sundays, where we show each other our cubes. There is no north, south, east, or west in New Orleans. Rather, there is upriver, downriver, lakeside, and riverside. Sunday night, a tourist asked me for directions to Cozumel's. When I told him it was on the downriver lakeside corner of Governor Nichols and Burgundy, that poor man looked down at his map, back up at me, and mumbled that perhaps he should just return to Bourbon Street. "That's probably for the best," I said. I've often wondered why New Orleanians talk the way we do. I think it is partly because we need some kind of secret handshake or hidden code to distinguish the 360,000 of us who live here from the 9 million who visit. Why else would we pronounce Calliope Calliope? But it's also because here in New Orleans, we think every person, place, or thing is special, worthy of its own unique pronunciation or name. So what if the rest of the world wants to say Burgundy while we say Burgundy? We do things differently down here, have our own fun, in our own way, on our own terms. It's just part of the lanyap you get when you live in and love the city called New Orleans. For WWNO, this is Brett Will Taylor.